Man, this is the Cornbelt Cowboy, the one called Manders, and you're listening to Wrestling Cheers.
Woo!
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. That troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where you can see that troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
And welcome back to Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, especially when your name is Chandler Biggins. This is Wrestling Chairs, where we like to talk about things within the Northeast Ohio independent wrestling scene. We preview shows, we review shows, and sometimes we even have interviews along the way. This is a preview episode for this Saturday show from AIW, the Chandler Biggins Memorial Tag Team Tournament. I am your host, I am Justin Summers, and Wrestling Chairs is brought to you by the Trending Topics Network, Midwest Territory, and Key on Sports. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to this fine podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean. WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose, a desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. And we have the merch store over at WhatAManeuver.net. Like I said, this is a preview episode for the Chandler Biggins Memorial Tag Team Tournament. And this is your second preview episode for the week. And it's going to be a little different this time around. Well, we have Pam with us.
Hi.
Is it a Pan?
No, it's Pam with two M's.
Okay, Pam with two M's. Got it. So welcome back. It's nice to have you again.
Thank you. Sorry I couldn't be on last week, but, you know, duty calls. Duty.
I was like, there's some irony there. I don't know if you were, or a pun, or is that what you were trying to go?
Oh my god, I forgot all about that. Yeah. no, I wasn't even trying to go there, but yeah, so I had to go tend to my mother and everything in between. I wasn't able to be on, but I'm glad to be here for this one, because it's a great show to you guys.
And we also have the first debut. Actually, I think this is the first debut. No, I would say the first debut since you, Pam. But no, we had our friend Andrew, which he hasn't been to an AIW show in a while. But whenever he comes to another show, he'll probably be on. We have, from a podcast that I never talk about on this show, but we are friends with, it's none other than Charlie Butters from the Not Ready for Primetime Wrestling podcast.
Hey, what's going on?
You're finally on a podcast that people listen to.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just kidding. People don't listen to this shit. As I told you earlier, it was never disrespectful that I never talked about your show. And I was happy you never like got mad, but you've been new in podcasting, and I don't think you wanted like a lot of your early stuff to be like thrown out there, because honestly, people might have just turned away. But you have gotten better, and the show is on an increase, getting better.
Yeah, Yeah, our early stuff is really horrible, and I've upgraded the mics and got a better server and working on it. I can still call myself an amateur podcaster until, you know.
You want to tell everybody about your show? Because I don't know how many people know about it, but I listen.
So basically, it's just me and my buddy, Jayhawk, and we usually try to watch a show, and we do alternate commentary to it, or we do a review, which are the ones that you like to listen to.
Yes, only because I'm not huge on listening to an alternate commentary while I'm driving, because you definitely have to have that skill. And like, even there's other people, like even like when like Austin has done it, like it's hard for me to listen to, or I don't even listen to Bischoff, but I know they do it. But unless I know what's going on, like it's hard to listen to, because normally you need that visual aid, because you're not going to you're not going to just give the play by play. So it's really, really hard to listen. Like, I know there's people out there that like it, and hey, if you like it, that's awesome. But me, not my cup of tea.
Yeah, he started toying with the idea right around the same time Tony Schiavone. He started doing that every week. So we kind of came around the same time as him. And it's not everybody's taste. So it's why I started trying to add reviews and other stuff. And like, you always do interviews, and so that's kind of got me thinking about doing interviews down the road, like once my setup's a little bit better. So,
sounds good. Another thing we have going on with Chandler Biggs on our tag team tournament, before we actually get into the show, Pam, you've threw this out on Twitter, like an all female brunch.
Gals could go get some grub and some drinks before the show. I don't know how many people are actually going. I think it's going to be at my friend's Saturday morning at 11-ish. I haven't actually talked to anybody at my friend's because I suck. I don't want to try to drop in with like 25 people on these guys. But it was either that or I thought about it earlier. A pool. Like, just want to go to Bob Evans, eat there, and then go get drunk poolside. Who knows? I haven't pitched that idea to anybody. This is all new, so all depending on what happens. But yeah, some ladies.
I wish we had the cookout, whatever you want to call it, the tailgate, something that became a really fun tradition. And at least with Mount Carmel, there was like a lot of room, and it was just so much fun. But now, like with this being at the Odeon, like we no way we can get away with that in that parking lot. What if we just all went down to like closer to Browns Stadium? We're like, well, everybody cooks out of here. Tailgates for Browns fans. Like, we're just down the road. We're just pre-gaming.
I mean, there was a parking lot like right up and behind where I park. That would be like the perfect tailgating parking lot for it. But
I think we were wanting to do the one across the street, and I think like that one's like cramped.
Yeah, I can't remember what that one looks like for some reason, but the one that I parked at was like on the literal opposite side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And it was huge. There were so many open spaces. If you are driving there, definitely try to park that in that parking lot. But it's full because it was literally around the corner. It's not a far walk or anything, too. But that would have been a cool place to have it there.
Yeah, that parking lot across the street, I think I was one of the last like five cars they fit into that place. So
it was, how much did you pay?
I did. It's part of the deal with the Odie, and that's why I'm like, I'm gonna deal with it.
Yeah, I paid $10 for the lot that I was in, and
it was like $10 there.
We'll have to pay $20 for parking. Or if you're able to Uber, good for you. But I live in Youngstown, so yeah. I can't do that.
I mean, you can. It'd just be expensive as fuck. But you can.
Yeah. It'd
be
like
hour and 10 minute Uber. No thanks.
A $750 probably. No thanks.
And the driver only gets about $10. So yeah, sounds about right.
Right.
All right. We have the Chandler Biggs Memorial Tag Team Tournament, and much like the Jaylit preview, we're not going to just do three matches because, well, if we only preview three matches, there's technically five on the card, so that's counting the finals. And we don't have we do have another match announced. I forgot about this. We do have PB Smooth versus Filthy Tom Lawler for the AIW Absolute Championship, which was announced as of this recording today. But tournament matches, we have four plus the finals, so we got six matches already. So what we'll do, we'll preview all the matches that we know and then pick a winner of the actual end, but we'll do picking and talking about every single match as we go down. And I'm going to use, as a reference guide, I'm going to use the new flyer that was put out by AIW that shows all the matchups. We're going to just start from the top, go to the bottom, because there's no bracket for the show. It's just, hey, whoever wins goes to the finals and four-way for the tournament. So start with, which should be a fun match, the Young Studs versus the Production. I'm pretty sure these teams have history. And we know they have history outside of the ring because, Derek, Eric Ryan, or even Eddie, like there's a good history between all three of them. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. And is this Derek's first match back since his wedding?
I think so.
So he's going to come back, come to Jaylit weekend, and then have this match. Fucking nuts. What are your thoughts on this match, Charlie?
It's a big weekend for the Production. I think they're gonna come out big this weekend. I really, really like, I'm blanking here. I'm sorry. I really like the Young Studs. They're fun to watch, but the Production is, I think they're gonna, they're just something about them. they're going to be a big deal this weekend, I feel.
How about you, Pam?
Well, if Eric Ryan is still on the Ready to Die tour, this could be a little crazy. Kind of hope it gets a little crazy with these four. I love these four guys. The tag teams that they're in are incredible. The production with Eddie and Derek is, they're definitely doing big things. And then there's Eric and Mark for a minute as the Young Studs. And having these four in the ring could be a bloody mess. It could be really interesting, but it's going to be a hell of a match. And depending on who ends up winning this, it could be a big deal for either one of them, honestly.
Who do you got?
I feel like they both need a win here, so.
Yeah.
Well, it's a tournament. Everybody needs a win.
Well, yeah. True, of course.
Pam, who do you got winning this?
If I had to pick it, I have the production winning this one.
And then, Charlie, you're also going production?
Yeah, I am.
Clean sweep here because I'm also going with the production. The productions have had a great, great fucking year, and I think they're going to add to it as the year goes on. Next up, we have The Weird World versus PME. This has gone on for a while, and it seemed like last year it was The Weird World working their way up to get to tag team championships, and well, they won this tournament last year, and they end up, you know, becoming AIW Tag Team Champions by the end of the year. PME, they're now, like, switched. They're the ones on the way up. Couple tag team title opportunities. And now they have the chance to win the Chandler Biggs World Tag Team Tournament going up against last year's winners. How do you feel about this match, Pam?
Well, let's see. Philly and Marino over the last year have really come together. They've definitely come into their own with the experience, so to speak. They've been killing it in the ring, and they've really proven themselves time and time again. Unfortunately, they've come up short in the past, winning the titles and everything, but having a match between these two and the Weird World, who won last year, that's a huge deal. And if they can thing that they've got and, you know, like, show even the Weird World, like, hey, look, we're here and we're gonna kick your asses and we're coming for everything, like, that's what I'm hoping for, and I can't wait for them to fucking get in.
Who do you got winning?
PME.
What's your thoughts on this, Charlie?
I mean, after the tough loss PME suffered, not winning the tag titles, I feel like they again need to prove something, and I think they're gonna steamroll this tournament. So I got them winning, and I think they're gonna do big things here.
All right, we're gonna go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Ben,
and this is Zach.
We are the host of the Center Stage Podcast. A podcast that I think you should listen to.
It's fun. It's full of wrestling and movie talk and pop culture and us weirdos just going off about all of it.
We go off the rails so often that this advertisement is about to go off the rails.
We probably should have sat down and scripted it.
I mean, scripting is for people that, you know, care about what it sounds like and if they sound like rational human beings. We're not those people.
That's right. We could die tomorrow, but we're not that lucky.
No, we are not. All right, so we are on iTunes, we are on Spotify, we're on Spreaker, we're on Google Play. So give us a listen. Continue to listen to Wrestling Cheers. Wrestling Cheers is fantastic, and Justin is a great dude. But when you're done with that, when you want to fill the void in your life without, you know, the sadness that takes over your mind, heart, and soul, listen to Center Stage.
Because we'll add to it.
Yes, we will. We're horrible human beings, but we love you.
Love you long time.
Before we head into the second half of the tournament, let's talk about Filthy Tom Lawler versus PB Smooth for the AIW Absolute Championship. Fucking since PB Smooth has lost the Absolute Championship, he's now formed 40 Acres with AJ Gray and Trey Lamar, and this is a different PB than from what was champion. And so much more intensity coming from him. And, you know, it was said that he had dropped the ball and had that match with MJF. And I know that's something that haunts PB Smooth to this day. Now he's got his one-on-one rematch. And how do you think this is going to fold out? What do you think, Charlie?
Since 40 Acres has started, he's been basically getting the win every time they've had a match. So I think he's coming into this on a tear, and Tom Waller better watch out.
What do you think about this match, Pam?
Has been through a lot recently with everything going on at AIW and losing the title and going into WrestleMania weekend and so on and so forth. But like, there's with AJ Trey, who's really like brought out a new side of him, and he's going to go in there and he's going to give it all he has. He's going to come out on top, though. I've got Tom for my pick on this one. But I think that Tom is just going to go out there and also just beast. PB's the savage, but Tom is fucking filthy, and he's just going to get in there, and he's going to win his worth for sure.
Charlie, who do you got winning this?
I'm going to go with PB, man.
I'm going to go with Filthy, and I didn't realize it till a couple minutes ago, or about a minute ago. I never gave my prediction for PME and Weird World. I'm going PME.
Two clean sweeps in the tag tournament.
Then, going back to the tag tournament, we have the Jollyville Fuckets versus the Rip City Shooters. A little bit of a turf war between Jollyville and Rip City here. And this match might be a show stealer. Fucking Bishop has been on a roll in AIW. Wes Barkley has had a great, first year, and just being like one of the standout stars of that class. And the Fuckets are former AIW tag team champions, been on the hunt to become champions again for a while now. So now these two, and this is also the official AIW debut of the Rip City Shooters as that collectively tag team. What are your thoughts on this, Pam?
Going into this match, you have Josh and Wes being the tag team that they are, a couple other promotions, maybe it's just UXWA, but they're making their AIW debut. Josh is real hot right now after having that crazy ass spot at the Odeon the last time with Matt Justice. The tag team actually worked together really well times, and the intensity in Bishop whenever he wrestles and he's with Wes, it's just great. I hope he drags some faces along the rails. Unfortunately, it's got to be one of the boys. I love the guys from Jollyville, but fuck it. it's going to be a great match. T-Money definitely always bring it whenever they're in the ring. Anxious to see how different things are going to be with this match since Josh, like, this is like their first time wrestling at AIW as a tag team itself. I wonder how Nasty Russ and T-Money are going to treat them. Like, are they take it easy on them? Are they going to destroy them?
Who you got winning?
That's a good one. I got the boys from the Jollyvilles winning this one, unfortunately. Well, fortunately. Either way. And the boys. Yeah, pick here.
What are your thoughts on the match, Charlie?
I want to see Wes fly. I think there's a pounce in his future.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask, like, who do you think's gonna get pounced? But it almost has to be Wes.
It has to be.
That's gonna happen. I mean, if they get too distracted by Wes, though, I could see Rip City picking up the win. But I got to go with Jollyville too. I think they've been on a tear, and I think they have a real good shot at the whole thing.
Team Money's going to put an end to the distractions from Wes.
I think this match is going to end with a distraction, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's some shenanigans from somebody from night one and getting cost a match, and that causes them to interfere in this match. But all in all, no matter what, got to go with the Fuckets. And, like I said before, they got a road to redemption, too, of trying to become champions once again. And then the last match we have to talk about is the Spirit Squad versus To Infinity and Beyond. And of course, with the Spirit Squad, it's Kenny and Mikey, no Nick, and I forget the other one's name.
Beats me.
I didn't watch WWE at the time that they were around, so I have no idea.
Dude, that is the biggest mood I've ever felt. Like, as soon as that was announced, I was like, oh, cool. There will be people that'll like this, but I'm not one of them.
I was trying to champion getting the besties in the world.
Ah, yes. And
I really wanted them, but and usually, for some reason, anytime I ask for something really random like that, it usually happens somehow. So I was like, maybe this will happen, but maybe down the road we'll get them. I don't know. I think this is kind of one of those LOL things, as you know, it's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, because isn't that the way it almost has to go? LOL to Infinity and Beyond wins?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just all agreeing.
That match is probably going to be my bathroom break, but like that's definitely the LOL. Oh, it's going to win that one, because always.
Yeah, definitely.
I wish Violence is Forever was in this tournament.
Me too.
I've been waiting on that too. That'd be to have them around would be really fun too. So,
do you guys have any other people that you wished or tag teams that you wish were on this besides we had Besties in the World right now and Violence is Forever?
Ooh.
I had one other one, and I think I never tweeted it because I never thought he would get booked in AIW, and LOL on me, it happened this fucking weekend. I was kind of wanting stunt doubles, both stunt brothers as a tag team. And then when Marco got announced, I'm like, oh, could it be? Could we get it too?
I would have went with They Might Be Giants, Cabana Man Dan and Marco.
That is another one too. Who else would have been good?
I'm having the biggest brain fart right now.
It would be cool to be like see certain tag teams back for even one night only. Like, I was a huge fan of the Hooligans. Love to see them back in AIW.
Mm. Butcher and Blade would have been interesting.
Whew,
that was awesome stuff from them.
I think Besties were my front runners. Just because I was surprised as fuck when they came back last year. The ironic thing of it all was night one, I was texting a friend who was actually friends with Davey Vega. Like, talking about, like, oh, it's been so long since he's been here and all this kind of shit. And then he showed up the next day. And I immediately texted her again. I was like, did you know that he was going to be here? She's like, I just found out like an hour ago.
That's funny.
And the fucking Besties in the World, or what they were known as before, a Sex with Bombs. They were a fun tag team in AIW. And Davey had such a long history, too, of like after Fitchett was injured for a while. And when they came back, there was still a lot of love and hope and wish they can come back very, very soon.
Yeah,
they've definitely stepped it up a lot since then. And like they're a team that I don't know why they're not in AIW. They should definitely be making the trip out.
Only other tag team I could think of, and we've never seen them in AIW, but we've seen both members in AIW. The team formerly known as Monster Mafia, now known as The North, Ethan Page and Josh Alexander. As soon as I found out that Josh Alexander was accepting United States bookings, I was pumped. I love that dude. And I know he worked hard before he was banned, and especially too, because he had to walk away for a while because of his neck, able to come back, fucking kill it, and then to have that happen just totally, totally sucks. And now we're actually to the point, too. Fuck. This would have been great. Ethan Page, Josh Alexander, and Silesia Sparks. Because her ban is almost up. I'm still saying, Impact Wrestling, fucking sign her. Help her come into the States legally. Please. You do that, and I'll buy Global Force Gold, even though you guys don't do Global Force Gold anymore.
I'll buy your subscription of Impact Plus.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like their premium service now, like the their network, if you will.
Okay. I must have missed that recently.
I think they just rebranded it like a month ago or something.
Yeah, because it used to be the I can't remember the name, but it was whatever it was when they were going to go by Global Force.
Okay.
So they stuck with that name for a while, and I don't even think it was that good. And then they rebranded it and totally just re-released it as Impact Plus, and it was totally better. Like, I think, because I have a Roku, I couldn't even get a channel for it. And then when they released Impact Plus, boom, I got a channel for it. But there's too many services. That's one of my biggest complaints, is...
Why does Global Force sound like something Captain Planet would wrestle in?
Oh my god.
Captain Planet!
I love him. He's our hero.
Have like that whole squad with him when he'd come out.
I was a huge fan of Captain Pollution. That bizarro Superman looking motherfucker. Oh, I loved him. But like I was saying, that's like my biggest complaint. How many over the top services do we need for wrestling? Like if you're a dedicated wrestling fan and watching everything, you're spending at least $50 a month just on wrestling. And then
if you have cable.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give it time. Eventually, it'll bleed out all the smaller ones, and then they'll all go to like the big three or whatever. It'll kind of be like how Netflix and Hulu and everything is. Like, there's about to be a bunch more, and then it's going to bleed out and be like just, you know, the big handful again. So,
if Disney Plus isn't included in my $50 a month Hulu, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't think it's going to be. But isn't the price point for Disney Plus like really low?
It's like $6 a month.
Yeah. I can't say not really low, but lower.
I pay $50 for Hulu with live TV. Like, I pay ridiculous amounts of money for that. Include it, please. Like, I'm poor. Please give it to me for free. I've been a Hulu subscriber for like 10 years. Like, come on.
Or discount it substantially. Like, make it like an extra $3 add-on or something.
Something. Like, it's bad enough that I still charge like $15 a month for HBO and stuff. Like, but anyway.
My biggest complaint is still that New Japan doesn't have dedicated apps across the board. Like, I'd love to stay up with New Japan and watch them all the time, but I can go on independentwrestling.tv or powerslam.tv and just click on all these different promotions.
Right.
And New Japan, who's a lot of people consider the number two company in the world, like, they don't even really have an app. Not like, I'm not trying to do that. Like, I know I know how to stream it to my phone. Stream it to my phone, to my TV, it's fine. But it's not, I'm looking for something that's like point and click with my remote. WWE has it. Impact has it. Power Slam right. and independentwrestling.tv have it. Why doesn't, I think
you'll see it eventually when they expand more in the US, like they're getting the Super J Cup this year. I feel like it's a slow expansion to get in the U.S. to do that kind of stuff. Like, they probably have all that in Japan, but that international thing is what's stopping it, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to figure that out, or at least take their subscription service and make an English version, like official English version, because obviously you have to use the New Japan site and hit the English version and all that kind of shit, and I think that's big in like a lot of the shit that you have to go through with it.
Yeah, it's a big cluster, and they don't even really have everything up either. Like, I wanted to watch some Great Muta stuff, and it's very limited on what they have of him. I mean, that's like early 90s was like his heyday for them, and yeah, there's not very much. There's a handful of matches, but I don't know what their deal is. Like, if they're going to have everything, like WWE had everything almost right away from like way back when. I don't understand. They don't have everything up, but maybe it's a rights issue. I don't know.
And WWE, they had like their app accessible like across the board. I think one of the only ones that didn't for a very long time, they didn't have anything compatible with Chromecast. But I think we're now getting to a point. I don't know how many people have Chromecast anymore. I like Chromecast because it was great. Oh, I have my phone in my hand. I don't need a remote. Just boom, throw it on the app, cast it to the TV. But I think WWE didn't do that for a very long time. But then on the side note, their app isn't very good. My biggest issue is the WWE shop. Horrible on there. I always just go mobile, just do regular mobile website.
I didn't even know the shop was on the app, number one. How are you one of like the largest wrestling providers in the world, I guess you would say? And I get an email that says you're not going to be supported on like half of the fucking devices in the country right now. Like, I have I don't remember which generation, I think third generation Apple TV. That we would keep up here in our bedroom. Like, it's not that old. Like, why are you getting rid of, for your things? Like, why are you making us go out and buy new technology? Now, granted, I have technology. I can use it, like, on and everything. But what if somebody doesn't? You know what I mean? Like, you're making them go out and buy something because you're programming. Like, that's stupid.
Like, I just used the Roku app today to watch the network, and it was just, compared to what I was used to on the 360 and Xbox One, the Xbox One is far superior.
Xbox One.
The Xbox One.
That's a good one. Crash. Like, that's actually one of the ones that doesn't work anymore either.
Really? On Xbox One? What the fuck?
360. 360.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say. 360 makes sense. It's we're definitely to the
they
point
where... finally discontinued that.
Yeah, we're to the point where that we're like, all right, you're poor, we're sorry, but until you can catch back up with the world, you're fucked.
I think it might have something to do with that server switch that they're doing, because they got, like, they're switching servers, and then I think they're going to start up, like, the tiered service here this fall. So I think it probably has something to do with that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Guess.
Yeah, Hulu's also doing something of that nature. I got an email because my girlfriend of mine uses does it on her Blu-ray player, and she just bought her Blu-ray player at Christmas, and I got an email that was like, hey, we're not going to be supporting this anymore. And she was like, what? About
that's
it.
Trouble.
All right.
Roku app is trash, you're right. It is. I didn't believe people until I saw it for myself, so...
Yeah, I think actually I need to reinstall the WWE app on my Xbox One and just, if I want to watch it, just watch it on there, because it's, that's just so god-awful. All right, let's finish up the show. Let's, hey, this is kind of a lighter show, so we had some filler in there, so that's fine today.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not having an hour and a half episode with all this, like, crazy filler. So that little added bonus. Who do you guys got winning Chandler Biggins Memorial Tag Team Tournament? Start with Pam.
I am picking PME.
How about you, Charlie?
I'm going to go the production.
I'm torn between those two, but I'm also kind of torn between To Infinity and Beyond Wins, LOL.
Those bastards.
Production is definitely who I want to win. That's going to be my official pick, but what I fear is right is fucking To Infinity and Beyond.
That's grimy. If
though,
they win, that's creepy.
Imagine this. What would happen if the final two, because I believe this is elimination. I know the last round for Jaylit is elimination. I think this is too. So imagine the final two are PME and To Infinity and Beyond, and PME wins, and they just cash in instantly.
That'd be beautiful.
That'd be...
Only if they won. Like, don't cash in and lose. That'd be sad.
To Infinity
or the winning team cashes in that night, possibly.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. That would be cool. But we'll see. All right. Any final thoughts or last minute plugs before we go? Start with Pam.
If you are coming to the brunch, I hope we have a good time. Say hello. You guys can follow me on the interwebs. And Twitter are both Pamela and Nicole. That's double A, Pamela, and double E, and Nicole, underscore in between. I'm pretty cool. I post a lot of sad girl things and wrestling things, so.
That's J-E-double-F, J-A-double-R-E, double T.
You know, I've been trying to come up with something like that, and I just can't figure it out, so.
P-A-double-M, underscore.
Dude, I might have to change my shit to that. You never know.
Make sure they spell with two M's. Pam with two M's. Pam. Let's see. That's where we're getting mixed up.
Oh my god.
How about you, Charlie?
You can follow me at Twitter if you so choose. It's charly underscore butters. And then the Not Ready for Primetime Wrestling podcast. And they're on Twitter as well as Not Ready, the number 4, PTW. And hopefully I have more than 5 listeners after this week.
And you have a really, really nice intro.
Yeah, I got this really nice intro. Justin did it for us, just out of the blue. It was really, really great to have. So even though we lost it once and then had to recut it together from old episodes.
The funny thing was when I recorded it, normally I record like, or I should say, I save everything I record. But I was like, it'll be fine. I'll just send it to him. And then I put it in my Dropbox to send it to you or whatever I used. So after you got it, I just threw it away. And then when you said that, I was like, motherfucker, what are the odds that this is the only thing that I haven't saved in my years of doing podcasts and everything? Like, I got crazy shit that I've done. I got podcasts from 5 years ago that I have, like, the save files for.
That's the luck, man. Like, his hard drive has gone out twice in two different computers that he bought from two different places. And this time just so happened that he had the only file that was still active. So now I got everything backed up on mine, but my luck, mine will go next.
I would back it up in the cloud or some sort of like external hard drive.
Yeah, I think I'm going to save it on my Google Drive.
Yeah. All right.
Why you don't speak that into the universe. Don't do that.
This laptop was my mom's. So it's been around for a long time. I think it's almost 8 or 9 years old. So
don't speak that into the universe. Shit's gonna blow up on you, man. We'll do that.
Okay, I'll just use my phone. It'll be okay.
Oh, hey, real quick before we end, Blues beat the Bruins. St. Louis wins their first ever Stanley Cup.
Yep.
Nobody cares about hockey but me. Okay, cool. Boston didn't win. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of hoping. Just like I want Toronto to win.
Of course everybody wants Toronto to win.
All right. For me, you can find myself at HeavySet330 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Much like you can find this show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose, desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. Once again, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to this fine podcast. Whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. Check out our friends on the Training Topics Network, such as All Beer Inside, Eurovision Showcase, Old School at the Movies, and Wrestling with Altitude. Check out our other podcast friends, such as Pod Van Dam, Super Fantastic Podcast, Road Home from Wrestling, Kick Out of Two, The IndieCast, Center Stage, So Bros Network, UXWA Today, Big Gold Belt Podcast, The Co-Host Wrestling Show, Spotlight Series, I Got Your 5 Stars, and fuck it, Not Ready for Primetime Wrestling. Check out our other non-podcasting friends, such as Thrift Store Jobber, The Savage Dash, Set Tab Photo, Powerslam.tv, use Wrestling Cheers all one word to get your first month free, Ringside Shots Photography, Sickening Pictures, Wrestle Void, Key on Sports, Stay Tough, Midwest Territory, Southern Underground Pro, and the official graphic designer of Wrestling Cheers, Moy Boy Designs. That will do it for us here on Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name. Especially when it's Pan? Is that what it is? Pan? Like P-A-N?
It's Pam with two M's.
Yep, yeah, Pam with two M's. Two M's. Got it. Later.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Would you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And we're only glad you came. You're a big warrior, God's sake. Rules are all the same. You're a big warrior, everybody knows your name.